أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عسى الله أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مودة والله قدير والله غفور رحيم لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم ومن يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah till the last ayats we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the theme about bosom friendship with the disbelievers. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cited the example of Khalilullah Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of another aspect with regards to the disbelievers. Allah says, Asallahu an yaj'ala baynakum wa baynal ladhina adaytum minhum mawadda. That perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes between you and between those who you have enmity with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates mawaddah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates love and the bond of friendship. Wallahu qadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the situation, and those who were your enemies, those who had hated for you, whom you had hated for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may change all these conditions, and Allah ta'ala creates the conditions of love. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some, was giving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a glad tidings that these conditions between sometimes, in the case of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, were very close family members, maybe parents, maybe siblings, maybe children, but Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to change this condition, and that obviously had happened at the time of Fateh Makkah or the conquest of Makkah, where barring a few, most of them had accepted Iman and Islam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the one hand gives the glad tidings to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but on the other hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's Qudrat. Allah Ta'ala can change these conditions. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, most compassionate. That whatever happened in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had a query and she came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her query that her mother, who was not in the state of Iman, was to visit her in Medina Munawwara, and she had brought some gifts for Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now in the light of all this, the mother not being in a state of Iman, and on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command that if she's not a Muslim, obviously there shouldn't be that bosom friendship. But on the other hand, Allah ta'ala's command, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be kind to your parents. So Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha was in this dilemma. And she comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives these verses, receives these ayat as a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not prohibited you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not restrained you from those people. لم يقاتلوكم في الدين, who have not fought you with regards to your religion, وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, and who have not expelled you or removed you from your homes, أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ, that you be kind to them and you act justly towards them. That is not the prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then expanded this and made it the general rule that if a non-Muslim lives in a Muslim country, in a Muslim state, a Muslim country, then that person will be safe and there will be absolutely no animosity, there will be absolutely no kind of force against such people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do justice. إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينَ. Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited any kind of love, any kind of bosom friendship, any kind of bond. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited from those people, the qatalukum, that you have fought, or have fought you fid deen, with regards to your deen. Wa akhrajukum min diyarikum, and they have removed you from your homes, they have expelled you from your homes. Wa dhaharu ala ikhrajikum, and they had assisted others in removing you forcefully from your homes. Anta wallawhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you from having a bosom friendship with them. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ. Now after they have fought you, after they have removed you forcefully from your homes, whoever then befriends such people, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Then those who befriend, they will be regarded as the ظالمون, they will be regarded as the wrongdoers, the transgressive ones, that they fought you on the basis of your deen. They removed you from your homes forcefully on the basis of your deen. Now you create this bosom friendship between them, between yourselves and them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards as zulam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala regards as a wrongdoing. So, with regards to one's parents, that if they are not in the fold of Islam, they have not yet accepted Islam, then obviously, provided they do not command you to do things against the commandments of Allah, then obviously you will be kind to them, you will be good to them, you will serve them if they require your service. After all, they are your parents, and during their lifetime, one is allowed to make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants them hidayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them the path, Allah ta'ala grants them sirat al-mustaqim. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.